Imagine this. The year is 2021 AD. Douglas Abeldin is a blind computer technologist who has an uncanny knack for solving mysteries. That is the world of the Blind Traveler novels created by journalist, social worker, and community college lecturer Robert P. Bennett. So far, Robert's written two novels in his Blind Traveler series, and he's working on a third. And in his books, Robert takes you inside of Abeldin's world and challenges you to solve the mystery, even as you're questioning the way the world reacts to someone with a disability. Robert joins me on the phone right now. Robert, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show. First of all, how did you first get interested in writing?
Well, I started 20-odd years ago writing about disability issues. And that means anything from sports to politics. And I started writing because I had a car accident in 1988, strangely enough. Writing was something I always wanted to do, and recovering from the car accident allowed me the time to learn how to do it.
With that in mind, and writing about disability issues, how did the character of Douglas Abeldin first come to you?
Well, I wrote an article a bunch of years ago about a device that would allow a blind person to navigate through the world using GPS and virtual sound. Interestingly enough, it was developed by a gentleman in California. And I took that device and I threw it into the future and I said, well, what would happen if instead of the device telling the guy what was immediately around him, it told him something strange? In other words, what would happen if it told him something that was happening a little ways away? And so I took that and I said, well, what would happen if what was happening a little ways away happened to be a murder about to happen? Now, here's a guy who is nowhere near where the incident is happening, and he's blind, and he doesn't know what to do about it. So he goes to the police and he says, hey, I'm blind, but I came across a murder about to happen. He said, well, you know, A, you're blind, so how did you see this? He said, well, I didn't see it, and I wasn't exactly there at the time, you know, and so that's how the story came about.
And that story that you're describing is Blind Traveler Down a Dark River. It's interesting that in that book, it's like the police are almost useless. You write them, you have a sergeant at one point who says, oh, don't bother me. I'm going on my retirement another day. I'm going out to lunch. And you have people who pretty much say, well, Douglas, that's nice. Does that mirror some experiences that you've had in real life?
No, it really doesn't. And I mean no disrespect to the men in blue. But I thought that kind of a police officer would fit nicely with a guy who was trying to solve a murder on his own.
And indeed, we mean no disrespect to the police. They're pretty amazing out here, too. It's just there's somebody burned out in just about every profession. It's interesting that you yourself are not blind, but you seem to understand the world of a blind person very well. Why?
Well, I don't know that I understand it pretty well. I've done an awful lot of interviewing of blind people. I tend to be somebody who notices a lot of things around me. And so when I did the interviewing, I asked an awful lot of people, well, what was it like? What is it like to be blind? What do you experience? What do you notice? What is the experience of not being able to see? And does that really enhance your other senses? What I discovered, which I thought I knew, this was confirmation, was that it doesn't really enhance other senses. It kind of just makes one pay more attention to them.
Which kind of blows out a myth that you and I have probably heard most of our lives about how people without sight will develop better hearing, quote unquote.
Sure. But it's like other myths about people with disabilities. You know, people with disabilities are supposed to be asexual, they're supposed to be angry, they're supposed to be a whole bunch of other things that in my experience is not true.
And in fact, I'd love to go on exploring that when we come back from our break. You and I are listening to Robert Bennett, author of the Blind Traveler mystery novels and the creator of The Detective, Douglas Abledin, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee on LancerRadio.org.